Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, we better go to a legend to get more information on that question and many more. Ladies and gentlemen, the great, the amazing Howard Eskin is here. Hi, Howard.
Good morning. What a fine morning.
All right, Howard.
Another coach gets fired by the Flyers.
Yep. Oh, and then he chuckled. Did you hear the chuckle at the end? All right, Howard, let's start, though, with what went on in L.A. You were right there on the sideline. Another great showing by the Eagle fans. I was surprised the game we were supposed to lose. Was that a good turnout by the Eagle fans in that game?
Yeah, there was. I was surprised there were that many fans there as well. Normally, and here's one of the gauges that you read this, when the team gets to the hotel, there's usually a ton of fans there. There were fans there, but nothing like it's been before. So I'm saying, well, maybe there's just not as many fans here because of the situation. Then you get to the game, and they're all over the place. And they buy seats. They get close to the Eagles bench. Obviously, they go on the internet and buy them off of ticket sites and get those tickets. But they were all over the place. There were an unbelievable amount of Eagles fans at that stadium. If you're not looking at the play, you kind of have to wonder, when there's a good thing going on for either team, which set of fans is cheering for the play.
It's amazing.
So it was,
Howard, we got a 6-7 team. They're 11-2 going into that game. And the Eagles fans, there were times they took over, right? They were louder.
Yeah, it's L.A., and I don't know how L.A. is going to support two football teams. They really don't. It's just not the same passion. It's not the same. They have fans, and they really have a really good football team. But I know they don't travel like the Eagles fans. And there were so many Eagles fans here. There was one fight in the stands. I didn't even think that the L.A. fans are that emotional to get into a fight. But it was amazing. It really was. I was surprised the number of Eagles fans that were there, but there were a lot.
All right, let's jump into the whole mess that's going on right now at the quarterback position. I want to go back to Friday. Howard, how did you think Doug Peterson handled all the questions about Carson Wentz's back?
Well, obviously, he really was. I'm sure, just looking at what happened, they didn't want to say that much. But Doug Peterson really is is too nice a guy that when the questions keep on getting asked, he went further to try to answer in pieces of the question. So it came off, obviously, it didn't come off very well, and it came off terrible is what it did. But there was a couple of things that were said that were not good. He said, it'll take 3 months to heal. Well, there's probably half the players on that team. They're going to take 2 months to heal. That doesn't mean they're not playing.
Right,
Michael Bennett's going to take time. So instead of taking that further and say, well, there's a lot of players on this team that are in the same situation, it doesn't mean they can't play. Matthew Stafford has the same. I was told that Matthew Stafford, outside of the organization, I was told this, has the same injury as Carson Wentz, and he played on Sunday.
Wow.
So I don't know if he'll play I don't know if he'll play the way. It was just listed the same way as a back injury. So he played. There was a quote from Stafford that said, well, there's a slim chance that we could make the playoffs, so I want to play. But here's what goes into part of that decision, based on everything that was said, is the Eagles have the best backup quarterback in the NFL. I couldn't even tell you who Detroit's backup quarterback is. I heard the name last night. It still doesn't mean anything to me. I think it might be Wheaton, who is a stiff for his career in the NFL. It's a joke.
I'm really trying to. If Wentz weren't hurt, he'd still be playing.
If
Wentz did not have a hairline fracture in his back, he would have played on Sunday night, right?
Yeah, if he didn't have a stress fracture, he would have played on Sunday night.
So just What gives the team a better chance to win, Foles or Wentz?
Well, Wentz is a better quarterback.
No, no. Who gives him a better chance to win?
Well, I still think Carson Wentz is the better quarterback. That's the way I'm going to answer that.
Well, that's a dumb answer.
Why is it a dumb answer?
Because if one guy's more talented, that doesn't mean that the other guy isn't better under pressure.
He's not healthy.
You're seeing what Foles is doing there, right? You see it.
Here's the difference. When you're the backup quarterback, there's really no expectations. I mean, it comes to a level of comfort. The one of the things I noticed about Nick Foles, and it goes back to the Super Bowl, and it's amazing because I tried to keep an eye on him the whole game. There were so many things going on. He was so relaxed. Now, when I saw him on Saturday, you know, Nick's a personable guy. I mean, he's better now than he was the first time he was, but he's a personable guy, and he was relaxed. And I'm saying, I said, man, he's really relaxed. He's going to start this game tomorrow. Now, because there's – the expectations are if he loses, he's the backup quarterback. If he wins, you know, we erect a statue, and that's great. I think Nick Foles is the best backup quarterback in the NFL. And because of this, he'll get a job that pays him over $20 million next year with another football team.
Wait. Howard, what if he leads them to the playoffs? Now what? Is he still going to be a free agent? Somebody else going to sign him? Or the Eagles going to go, whoa. The guy won us the Super Bowl. No one else ever did that. Don't we have to look at that?
They have to look at everything. But they have an option on Nick Foles for $20 million.
Ouch.
They're going to have to pay. No, they don't have to pick up that option, and they could try to renegotiate it. But Nick Foles' agent knows that now there's that money's out there for multiple years in a contract, and the Eagles know that Carson Wentz is their future. That's really what it comes down to. They will not have as good a backup quarterback. They can't go to him as easily. When you're that relaxed, I'll give you an example that I'm thinking about. When Nick threw that ball up to Alshon Jeffrey, or he threw the ball to Nelson Aguilar, you know, he had some pressure. And he just threw it up and wanted to let his receivers make the play. Because in the end, he's just going to let them do that. It's not pressure. I got to make a play. I'm just going to try to make a play and let them make the play.
Yep.
And I don't think Carson Wentz will do that because he's not just going to put the ball up. And that's maybe the difference this year from Carson Wentz than last year.
Okay.
And he's just going to start doing that. But there's no pressure on Nick Foles. That doesn't mean that he's a better quarterback. That means that he's more relaxed. And I think Carson now feels it from last year to perform, and he's performing with, for most of the season, what was a bad knee.
All right,
I mean,
Howard,
that injury he has, he's going to be fine.
Howard, why is Wentz not speaking? Why has he not talked
he's
at
injured.
All?
No,
what do you mean he's injured? He didn't injure his tongue. I need him to talk.
Tell me how many players who are injured speak. It's just like a policy. I don't know where that policy comes from. And he wants to. Jack Ertz said last week that Carson wants to explain this to everybody, but the Eagles have to let him speak to speak.
All right. What are they afraid of? Is he mad at the medical staff? Because he played for weeks with this thing?
You know, I think this is unfair to the medical staff.
Now we're going to kiss their ass for a while. All right, let's move on to the doctors.
No, they didn't fall off a truck. He's been checked.
Come on,
since
Howard.
That injury first came up, since an injury, it was stress. It wasn't a fracture. First came up in October. He's been checked multiple times through that period of time. Nothing showed up on an x-ray. He's had MRIs. Nothing showed up until after the Dallas game. So it's not like they didn't check it. The biggest problem the Eagles have right now, or the problem that we see, the recovery time for players is different than it has been in the past. Hey, I like the last doctors. I don't think these doctors are bad doctors, but it's the recovery time best example is Darren Sproles. It took him so long to come back. Where in the past, these injuries, I don't know why it's taken that much time, but it's I don't know if it's specifically the recovery time or the rehab that they get. Whatever it may be, it's taken more time. And that's really what I think has got everybody annoyed. But it's not like the doctors didn't know.
All right, hold on. Then can I have Howie? Are you going to kiss everybody's ass in the organization, Howard? Maybe Howie can come forward with the trainer or a doctor like they used to do with Buckholter? Can we do something like that, Howard? Is that all right, or is that too much for them to do?
That's what should happen. So
thank you.
Because it's like when they put when the Sixers put Brett Brown in those positions,
yep.
It was unfair to him.
It is.
Put somebody
you're right
up there, and I agree. I do agree with you on that.
Thank you.
That either the trainer or Howie or somebody should have just tried to explain it to people on what the situation is. Here's what the bottom line is: he's your quarterback for the next. At least you would figure 10 years. And because of that, you don't want to put him at risk because you have somebody that can come in and do a good job. If you didn't have Nick Foles, there would really be a serious decision. I know Carson Wentz wanted to play. He's told people that he feels good. So pitchers pitch with this injury.
Howard, you can't listen to me. You can't be the franchise quarterback if you get hurt every year. All right, last 4 years injured. Last year in college, three here and now. He needs to get healthy and stay healthy. He's got to do that, or I ain't putting my future on that kid. How's that?
Okay, well, then you can have Nick Foles, who's not going to be here next year.
So, he's got that sly little giggle that's so annoying, isn't it,
Jesse? Yes, it is.
But
that's
I love you, Howard. Howard, I love you, and I want you and your family to have a fabulous holiday, and I will be listening to you on Sunday.
You know what I'm happy about for you guys today?
Right.
That disease that Jonesy had called lockjaw when it came to the coach.
Yeah.
Now that he's gone, now he can speak about it. So don't get on me. All right?
Okay. I've already been harassing
him. That's the best point Howard's made.
But Howard,
morning.
That is your best point of the morning.
Howard, your call is over. Goodbye, Howard.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.